If you're looking for a new, old, or even some forgotten passion, well, you've come to the right place. Better drink up some passion potion and listen up, because the show's about to begin.
Passion Food Podcast. You are listening to Passion Food Podcast. Passion Food Podcast. You are listening to Passion Food Podcast.
You're now listening to the Passion Food Podcast. Only on Spotify.
Welcome back to another passion episode of Passion Food Podcast. I'm Sif.
I'm Hakim.
I'm Afiq.
I'm Elmi.
Yeah, sorry. So y'all got ever pee on your friends?
Pee
on my friends? No, but I heard stories of people peeing.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
But have you ever tried peeing on people?
No.
Pee at the swimming pool?
In the swimming pool?
Yeah.
But that's indirect.
Indirect peeing?
Yeah. But you ever tried direct?
Directly?
No.
The feeling is amazing.
I mean,
I tried before. But one person did on live, even on YouTube. You can see, you can search.
Who is it?
KSI peeing on his friends.
Legit.
Yeah.
Right, the side man.
Yeah, but because of YouTube, they had to like censor a lot of things. But one thing they cannot censor is the remains of the pee. Because the whole place was, you know,
it's
how
when yellow you, and wet.
Yeah, when you, it's not yellow lah, of course. When you pee, then there's like water, and then got the reflection, right? Then got all the splatter on the floor, bro.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
Yeah. Because KSI is a YouTuber, and for today's episode, we're trying to go towards
being with being as a YouTuber.
Being is more like whatever that YouTubers do,
right?
In a way, it kind of like the society nowadays, they think of it as content.
But this background music make me want to talk fast.
But if for today's episode, especially since we're going to talk about YouTubers, right? Like, we all know about the person who pee on his friends, KSI. Yeah. Of course, he's not known for that.
Right.
Like, he always does all these stupid things last time when he was playing FIFA, when he's playing soccer with his friends. And also, because of that, that popularity that he has, then he turns out to be another person that, you know, creates content for the public to enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, we have, I think at that point of time, like 2015, like we got Vine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Vine's, yes. I think it's like the golden age for people to be very creative.
Yeah, because it's only 6 seconds.
Seven seconds for you to showcase what you have. And now, I think because of that, right, people like, yes, it's not in Vines, but people like Logan Paul, like he rise to stardom because of Vines.
Oh, really?
Like, or even like, you know, Zach King,
the
person who does that illusion drinks. Because of that, he got like a lot of sponsors.
There's a Malaysia regen for Zach King on TikTok.
Regen?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
what?
Like a
reborn.
Who's
like a copycat? I forgot his name, but on TikTok.
Name Wheel.
They were director.
How is it?
Yeah. But the Malaysia one, it's quite cool. Actually, I feel like the Malaysia one does it better, honestly speaking. Because Zach King one, you can see like the transition sometimes can see like it's a bit jarring. Whereas this Malaysian guy, he did quite naturally.
Basically, he does it better lah. He's influenced by Zach King.
But the guy is known like recently or
the past 1 year, 2 years.
But there's times where they collaborate with Ola. They met. Yeah. So you see how like
two styles work.
Two styles work.
Yes, yeah. You know about like the Vine, this one person, he's called Michael Sanders.
No.
Must see the face.
Okay, so wait, but do you know the content if I were to say it out?
Let me see.
Okay, story time. Like, you get what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
Like for like people like him, he always goes around his neighborhood, maybe. Then he tries to reenact like a Disney kind of storybook. He went to this, I think, three grandmothers. Then he's like, it's been known that one of these ladies let out a very smelly fart. Then the two grandmothers were like pointing to all their friends. Hey! Damn funny. It's very...
The impromptu.
Impromptu, okay. But they are so sporty. Imagine doing that in Singapore.
What you want?
Apa sedia adik ni? cannot, bro. Singapore,
you get judged hard.
Too sensitive.
Yeah.
Was there any other any Singaporeans that are well known to do Vine?
Vine.
Not really.
No, yeah. Right.
Malaysia have Lukman Podolski.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He just started Vines. Yeah. Vines, yeah. Then he did the YouTube, like the short videos.
Yeah, short videos. But I only know Lukman Podolski more towards his, like the long clips.
Yeah, the YouTube ones, right? Yeah. But he started Vines.
Vines.
Wait, was he the one with the... It's sung by a Japanese group, right?
A Japanese group who can speak Indonesian. That's why their pronunciation is a bit
Japanese people are so creative. I wish I were to be raised in Japan. Just for the sake of, like, you know, understanding the culture and, like, learning how to be modest, how to be meticulous, but
at the same time, like, random as well.
Yeah. Like you see the way their advertisements and everything.
Oh yeah, speaking of the random thing, like, you know, the
randomly rateable gondola.
Okay. You know the MBS, they got the gondola.
Yeah.
Then
the dancing one. Yeah.
Oh, is it the song? Girls?
I don't know.
Right?
But the girls. Yeah. And they do the hair bobbing all.
I was thinking, like, were they doing that from the start all the way to the end?
I think so.
That's damn tiring, sir.
Yeah.
But rising from the.
Right. I have no idea. Maybe.
No. But I know what you're talking about. The Atarashi Gakko.
No.
But they are in school uniforms, so.
Yeah.
Hey, but another thing though, like another Japanese. They are so random, but still somehow they rise in fame because of their music video.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And their music is not like the intro, then bridge and chorus, and what's the thing in between? Two choruses. I don't know.
Interlude. Anyhow,
the verses,
the universe,
bridge,
then outro. Oh. There's like, then suddenly they talk, blah 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 blah. Then after that, they do some action. Then after that, they start again.
Random stuff.
It's like, is that a song?
It is a song.
Yeah.
It is a song. But it's so creative that I think y'all should watch. Then you understand why they are so popular, because they're all the way from the start to the end of the video, right? Their enthusiasm is, you won't see them getting tired, man.
Then you compare to other YouTubers and then you're like,
It's like, I've seen more
interesting cheerful stuff.
One.
Yeah.
But speaking of, like, other YouTubers, like, except from KSI, like we've known, YouTube has been around since 2005, of course.
Yep.
But because of YouTube nowadays, right, it's become like the norm, the social norm of our lives. Like whatever we do, right, whenever we are bored, whenever we go toilet, always YouTube or IG, Then now also got YouTube Shorts, which makes it even harder for you to let go of your phone.
Yeah.
Crazy, I remember those days where we download those videos and then we share with our friends on Bluetooth or infrared.
Like
the Nigahiga.
Oh.
How to be this and that character.
How to be a ninja. How to be gangster.
How to be a nerd.
I miss those times though. But that's like, I feel like that was like the peak YouTube era. Because everything wasn't... basically pandering to like snowflakes. You can just do whatever you want.
There's not much competition also, right?
Yeah. So it's like a free for all zone for you to like explore.
And then quite interesting. Like, they don't have this video is sponsored by.
No ads, nothing. It's straight to the point. Whatever
and also there's
you
no
do.
Like, I think like algorithms that time they implement.
I mean, they still got their own
it's like they don't have
like a recommended for you kind of thing.
Because nowadays like YouTubers, when you need to be relevant, you need to post, you have to have a subscription, all that follow, then you need to be consistent, you need to
post need to comment
every day or something. Comment everything, like and subscribe
to our YouTube channel, Passion Food Podcast.
It's like a template for every YouTubers to have compared to before. Before it's just straight
there's
to
really
the
no
thing.
You just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe they might have, it's just that people has yet to delve upon because right now I also think like if compared to last time when we're doing like you know Friendster, Facebook, all that, we don't really care about like what to post.
Yeah, we just do whatever we want.
Yeah, even if we post then got no one like, and it's like can like look through as part of like I'm looking back, flashback memories,
in a way,
you know.
Yeah.
But now it's like, how many likes? How many comments?
Yeah. I really miss those days on YouTube where you can just do whatever you want. And then it's like the... What's that guy? The small kid. The Freddy or what?
The Freddy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The fucking annoying ones. Yeah. Like, it's stupid, but sometimes when you watch, you're like... then you're okay, next video.
Oh, last time, man. The last time it was like, so stupid.
Yeah, it's just stupid. Like, annoying orange.
To be honest, I think it's because of that. Now we know, we understand, like... Okay, if you were to watch those videos now...
Yeah.
Do you guys think it will be like cringe?
No, it's fucking cringe.
Yeah, it's cringe. Yeah, yeah, like smosh.
Oh my god.
I would say the thing about the people in the past, not people in the past, but the YouTubers, the OG YouTubers, right? They don't care about cringe, they don't care about anything. They just do. If it fly, it fly. It doesn't fly, it doesn't fly. But either way, most of the stuff that they do is always like constantly like out there.
And because of those videos, they get well known now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what's the moral of this story, guys? Just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Don't care about the algorithm. Up to you how much you want to dive deep. But it's just like, it's fun and entertaining. You just don't really care about what other people say. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's your creativity. If something works for people as an audience, they are bound to just go and watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Supporting you anyways. So.
I mean, like, people like Logan Paul, he even has his own group of like friends doing all this weird shit. But I think... From that point also, somehow they become like, you know how KSI, they got the Sidemen, and you got like Beta Squad and all that. Mm. Then Logan Paul has his own like group. I don't know what they called. The Logang, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they even have like, I think one of his friends was the midget guy. That was one video. Mm. I think it's like, Logan Paul has a little brother, Jake Paul.
Mm, yeah.
Very well known. I don't know either the good side or bad side, but you know who Jake Paul is.
Yeah.
Then like they made this video with like the little brother where even Jake Paul has his own like so-called gang. And they try to like kidnap the midget in their car.
What the?
It's a stupid content, but somehow people like to watch it and there's like a lot of like million views on it.
Surprised they didn't get cancelled.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I mean, last time there was no
cancel culture,
but now.
That was before his Suicide Forest video.
Yeah, that was before. Yeah.
Is that the birth of cancellation? The Suicide Forest thing?
I think so.
Yeah, right. In a way, like, I feel like the modern Gen Z cancellation, like, I feel like started around there. Like you start seeing more and more of like the, we need to send an apology video, blah, blah, blah.
Actually,
before that, you don't really hear it.
Yeah.
If you're talking about like apology videos, maybe we touch a little bit on like the K-pop industry. Like you remember, like if you're talking about apology videos, you know, this not gang, sorry, what group Block B.
Huh. Oh, they
mentioned about like was it
they
Thailand?
They make fun of the Thailand girl or Thailand people.
Yeah, like they were making fun, then they were like having like laughing all that.
Oh.
Then they got really a lot of people condemned them about their own actions.
Being racist.
Yeah. And because of that, the lead, Zico, he shaved his head and then like he did like a speech, then he bowed down 90 degrees for a long time, then rise up again, then talk again, then bow down again. Like, wow, bro. Crazy, yeah.
I wonder who told him to do that. The management.
Possible might be like a shared opinion.
Mm.
But I think because like the more famous you are, it depends on how much you touch, not touch the public, as in connect with the public.
Every little thing you do gets scrutinized, and then it's to the point where you can't even live your life without thinking like, am I gonna get cancelled? Am I gonna do this right? Quite scary.
What's the fact that like previously the cancel culture was not there or not that bad.
Yeah.
Like these are some of those like influencers or YouTubers, like they made this kind of content, and then it's like when they're still relevant now, and then suddenly some of our fans or some
viewers,
they will dig back, they'll pass on, and then they
dig
ask
back? Oh, right.
They're pass, and then the fact that they're gonna bring it up, then they say he said he's doing the pass.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's like if it's necessary or what. Because
it's like the situation with James Gunn. People were saying like he should get fired, blah blah blah.
Because
he got fired from Disney, then after that he went to DC, then he came back to Disney, then now it's DC head. Yeah, if you all never listen, go and listen to the episode. But
because I know I know the thing is that now if you think about it, like the thing that he or she does is bad lah. But trying to bring out the past also is like it's a a bit.
Also they were younger back then, right? So they like
yeah.
naive.
Maybe they were
naive or something. Like, yeah, that's true. But they also like relates to the fact where like even like in the K-pop industry, like some of the idols now, yeah. like the fans did. The netizens, they dig up their past, like sometimes last time during the school they bully
oh,
you
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like wow, how's
I saw recently
but obviously
Malaysian,
bullying is bad lah.
I saw like recently like a Malaysian actress also kena yeah the one the
oh,
the one
shit.
The husband got beaten up.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so she, apparently she used to be a bully or some shit. I don't know the specific
Ukasha Rose.
Yeah, Ukasha was a bully in it's like her secondary school era. Yeah.
Then,
apparently, allegedly, okay, I don't know. I saw on Twitter. I'm like,
the
okay,
one that attacked the husband.
It's probably the bully.
No relation. The guy was just jealous that the guy like Kamal married Ukasha.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's just jealousy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, really?
He apparently had an obsession with the Ukasha.
Yeah, that's just
crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah lah. It's a thing for people now to dig up people's past and like make a whole load of shit about it.
But would you think like this kind of cancel culture, it helps to make us more sensible to others? Like whatever
to,
we do, we
yes.
give more.
Yeah, to a certain degree,
But would you think it's
sometimes
a bit too
much? It's excessive. It's unnecessary policing and nitpicking of every little thing you do. You can't even say certain words. Yeah. I mean, okay, the very offensive, like, you know, slurs and everything, yeah, fine. That's like fair to say no to. Mm. But sometimes you can't even say like the word fuck or shit. Like to some people it's like
fuck it lah.
I mean like this kind of like words like it's quite I mean it's obvious like it's just a bad word, it's a profanity.
Profanity.
Yeah. Okay. But like there's somewhere it's like even the words like the word dead itself is like it's being
dead
blurred out. Because
like dead as in mati, you know.
Yeah, because it might I don't know, it might affect
they say it might offend the dead people.
I don't know, you never know.
They say it will offend people who have like people who passed away, blah blah blah.
Or maybe like even the word I don't know if this episode is also gonna be affected or what, but the word suicide also is a very sensitive thing. It's like let's say that this person is trying to say a certain certain situation and they want to say the word like they have to blur out the word like it's a bit one word is the word dead like a word to replace that word is unalive. It sounds
unalive is a worse word to use though.
It's like they have to use the word because the word dead itself is like because of the fact that they post it on maybe like Facebook or YouTube right, then it's like if they detect it that you say the word then maybe you might get banned or something right. So they have to replace the word, so it's
like they say this guy kill himself or this guy unalive himself,
something like that. So it's like I mean grammatically speaking, it sounds weird as
fuck,
but they have to do it.
I think Gen Z is the one that made it.
And then like the word like for us, our era, like we like to use lame.
But for
a lot of people, apparently like lame is also offensive because it's talking about people who are like less physically capable.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm like, it doesn't make sense. We're not referring to them. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Because I think the one that we also realized during our time is that the word retarded, right?
I remember last time
like the candy. I mean now obviously we know the real meaning of it is obviously we're not going to use it anymore lah.
Except in physics.
Retardation. I get it. Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure people doing science might even have to think twice. Think twice about using that word in public.
You never know. Yeah, it's like suddenly you say that word. Suddenly some. The one who
that's offensive.
You're talking about me. Why
you all, you want to cancel us, we are Asians.
No, what you talk about me? You call me retard. No, I'm talking about I'm just saying in a sentence something.
The acceleration
that, that's like
no way to escape this, basically.
We realize that the word itself is actually okay, fine, don't use that.
Sign language.
Like the European guy, the two guys fighting on the street.
Do it.
Language of the gods.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Oh man.
This all led to also like the Logan Paul's situation.
Yeah, his incident.
That one is his problem.
But I would say if he never posted,
he won't be as famous as he is today.
Yeah, true. That's
possible.
Yeah. Like you need to do something bad. Of course, you cannot intentionally do like a bad thing lah, of course. Yeah. But because of that incident, he became like how he is now. Like, bro, WWE is here.
Yeah.
What the heck?
From MMA to WWE.
Was he doing MMA?
Both him and Jake Paul were doing the boxing thing.
The boxing. Oh, the Jake Paul Floyd Mayweather.
Oh my god.
What happened?
I don't know. I think he won. Then Floyd
Jake won or Floyd?
Jake won.
Jake.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is quite stupid, but I mean, whatever it is, whether or not it's paid content or not, I don't give a shit. I just know it's y'all enjoy it. Yeah, if you don't,
it's all for the clout.
I think all this is because of clout.
The clout culture.
But how businesses work, they know as long as it gains like money,
attention.
Of course, they just make it work.
Even they bring it to Singapore, also what the Kam Raman
Jufri,
and Legend Fight Sport. Shout out
to you guys, man. I cannot attend. I wanted to fight someone. No lah. Hey. Oh, chasing cloud. Oh my god.
Fighting your inner demon.
Fighting my inner demon. I have someone to fight. I have been holding that from 10 years ago. He bullied me. I'm not playing. I'm not making fun, of course. Bullying is bad, guys. Don't do it. But chase cloud. Yes. No lah. Kidding. But so far, you know how Logan Paul, because YouTubers in general, how they make money, of course, is through YouTube and through all these social media algorithms and all that. But because of this, I really can appreciate YouTube for now. Without YouTube, I don't know how close or connected we are with the whole world. Because you won't know, or you can even save your lives, you won't know I'm being attacked by a bear, what should I do?
You should watch YouTube. Yeah. There's other examples you can.
This video is sponsored by shit, I have to wait.
I mean, there's other stuff you can.
Then suddenly no signal.
You can reference how to fix a pipe or something. How to defend from getting attacked by a bear. Wow.
Yeah, like I said, it can save lives. People who are doing nowadays, I think it's much more people are quite close knit with YouTube or even the internet. With all the AIs and ChatGPTs, bro, they
YouTube teaches you shit that you wouldn't learn in school.
Khan Academy.
Yeah. that one OG.
Khan Academy. Yeah.
Last time they do math problem. Oh. It's mostly math.
Quite interesting. It saved my life a lot. Whenever I want to do assignments or even coding, I gotta find some 5-minute video. Most of the time, it's always Indian people. I appreciate you guys are amazing.
There's one where I saw the meme. It's the video is about how to get 1 million views, but his view is only.
I've seen those videos a lot.
Shout out to them lah. But
the hustle. Yeah, the hustle maybe the million views is combined views.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe. Never know.
I got a feeling.
Yeah. But it's funny how these people. I mean, technically, what they are doing is. Something they're doing it out of goodwill.
Mm.
But what about those doing it just because, sponsored videos? Of course, we got those high flyers, but what about those, just starting? Even us.
Yeah.
We're still starting,
Yeah.
So, do we... the process of chasing clout, what was that?
Chasing clout.
you gotta find the clout first and then get sponsored. Then people will watch because of the algorithm. And that's how you get the comments and the likes, because of our cloud chasers, got connection to other people. People love to do, create dramas. That's how it works in this world.
Collaboration and drama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how the Logan Paul thing also works.
Those two things are the current thing for content creators. You either collab with someone and then you cross each other's fan bases, a multiverse crossover. Yeah. Or you have drama and then you also have crossovers with their fan base.
Whether
or
not
hate or love kind of thing is a different thing, but it works the same way. So either way, maybe we should start finding drama.
Just people love dramas, man.
Yeah, people just love drama. Wherever you go, whatever country you go to, so you go US or whatever. I mean, generally Singaporeans like to see tea.
Like drama,
when you go overseas, it's the same shit.
That's why I got a lot of bubble tea
here. Yeah.
I thought we have drama with a YouTuber, the YouTuber called Nasai Pandai 59. Nasai Pandai 59, GTA 5, GTA 4, unboxing, Initial D.
I'm spilling the tea here.
Boxing match soon.
No lah.
Boxing or racing? Go cutting.
Oh my god. But yeah, yeah. So like the Logan Paul, if you all really know like who he is and what he's done with like other YouTubers, like the most well-renowned one is him and KSI. If y'all didn't know, or if y'all have been staying under the rock, like what Afiq says, just stay under the rock. But if you decide to go out of the rock, please watch Prime. Like anything related to Prime, P-R-I-M-E. So I hope Prime can sponsor us. Anyway, so like Prime itself is like the combination of two YouTubers who've been through shit. Like KSI, he's been through like, he has a very bad childhood. If y'all didn't know, he also has a series or a movie that talks about his life.
A documentary.
He was also roasted for this because I think there's this one YouTuber called Stephen Tries. Like KSI or the Sidemen, they have this like roasting content. And they roast all the Sidemen.
Oh no.
So they roast each other and everything.
When he talked about KSI, I think he mentioned about how like there's only one time where he's been hugged. One is by his two times in his life that he's been hugged by a person. One is with his dad, another is with I think Logan Paul, because you know after the match they like hug each other. That's like those were the greatest times of his life.
What the hell. Okay,
yeah, so like Prime, it's really a wonder how Prime came about, like from these two individuals that actually chased clout with each other, then go to boxing match, and then somehow they made like a partnership with each other to create this thing, and now it's like a sponsor for Arsenal.
Yeah, man.
And recently UFC. Was it something milk or protein milk or something for MM or UFC? I don't know, but some they kind of overthrew that and became like the drink
the
for
sponsor,
to go buy.
In the first place, the drink is like some vitamin water
Gatorade. But because you know it's by YouTubers, people will definitely buy it because
it's like $11 or something.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Wait, they sell it in Singapore?
There's only one store. Got advertisement in the Instagram.
Serious?
I remember. Instagram. There's this particular store. They sell
Prime.
Do they only sell Prime?
Is it
Prime being sold at Prime supermarket? Prime at Prime.
But I've never tasted one.
Prime. Is it come from Optimus Prime?
I was just about to say.
Optimus Prime at Gardens by the Bay.
I want to go see that.
One month.
Optimus Prime even chase cloud. With Megatron.
No, but then again, it's like, I don't know, it's like the name of the brand itself, Prime, is like,
It's just a simple word.
Prime, and then the logo. So it's just
the font.
It works.
But that's the thing when you're famous and you're popular, it doesn't matter. If you draw a triangle and then you say the name is square, people will still buy it because it's they buy it for the name. They just buy it for the product. Yeah.
Because they got popular because of clout. Who's the one that did the humanity or the football shirt?
Mr. Beast.
Not Mr. Beast. There's this one designer, I don't know. They like draw out all the football jerseys.
No idea.
But in very ratchet style. Somehow it got like
famous.
So famous, like people buy it for over like how many thousand dollars.
It's just because of the name behind it. It's the same like you would like correlated to the way people buy like LV, Off-White, kind of like branded shit. Because it's just the name. But then what does it have that other brands don't have? It's purely just the name. And the like so-called the star power behind it.
Would you actually ask someone, like you ask a designer, like you are a nobody. I mean, there's a movie called Nobody. You are a nobody. And then you ask someone, like because your branding, it works. It catches attention. Would you ask someone, pay them $1,000 then create a logo for you? Taste clout, get your followers, and then you ask a random, or even you make yourself and then it just sells. I think people will go for the letters,
which is good. Do
you establish yourself first and then you create an identity for yourself, because that's what matters more, because that's your brand. Your persona on your whatever content that you do, the way you bring yourself outside of that content also. Mm, yeah. That's your brand. So,
I mean, like compared to how Nike's logos was made.
Swoosh,
it was made by an intern or something.
Yeah. She was paid like $35.
Yeah.
But did she get paid afterwards? No. Like when
she got stock.
She gave them stock.
Yeah.
So she can take it out.
No, but she sued them first before if I'm not wrong. Like she did something like to say, like, you know, it's not fair, like the remuneration. So they gave her stock to like compensate.
But would it make sense if, like, when she did the swoosh, like, were there any contract done?
I think there was. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, because if there was a contract, then she wouldn't have any grounds to actually sue them, right? Because if it's signed or something, like, if it's just done out of goodwill, then maybe can try.
You got contract. I don't know. I mean,
but since the fact that she's able to sue them, I think she has concrete evidence.
I can't remember it was two or like they came to agreement.
It's chase cloud lah. Kidding.
Yeah. Think these episodes were chasing clouds. Or chasing waterfalls.
What? Oh yeah, cloud. Right.
I mean, you know the song?
Chasing waterfalls.
Chasing waterfalls. No, I never.
Sing by who?
No, it's an old song.
Sorry.
No, if you know the Vida Miles.
I've watched, but I don't know.
Shit.
You guys get paid?
That's a fucking meme, bro.
Yes, yeah.
But see how
don't go chasing waterfalls.
Was it when they're driving like in the RV?
Is there no regrets?
Yeah.
Right.
No regrets.
Fuck yeah.
You know how we came to this.
How did you come to this?
Yeah, well, of course, I think chasing clouds is not a definite answer. Like, people do still get famous because of, like, they were doing, like, hard work.
Yeah, like Linus Tech Tips.
Yeah, Linus Tech Tips is one. Oh, bro.
Marques Brownlee.
Marques Brownlee. That's
When
it comes to tech, I think,
both of them top two.
Yeah, because they know their stuff, you see the earlier Marques videos. Just him in his room.
Oh my god,
he went in the back. Hi guys, so I'm gonna review this video.
But interesting, like, distinctly, you know, like, the way he spoke, like,
He presented himself.
It's quite professional review. When he just started. Yeah, but then, I mean, of course, like, the setup and everything is not like he used to be. It was literally just in his bedroom, and then now he has like a super World big office, studio.
Yeah, that's how all the YouTubers came.
But if you see, I mean, if you're talking about the Marques Brown, like, from his previous video and now the videos now, you see like the way he talks, I mean, to me it's like he still sounds the same.
He
sounds like, so relaxed or something. It's not like he's so like yo, what's up guys.
He's his just signature.
That's his signature, which is what really respected for that he still stayed with himself.
You have Linus, who started out doing videos for his old company that he was working for, company got bankrupt, NCIX. And he started, like, he was like, you know what, I still enjoy doing this, let me try and do something. So he started that, and then he took like whatever inventory from the company that he can take, he took to do reviews and everything. He used to do it out of a house.
Now,
and then he moved to like a small studio, and then he moved to an even bigger studio, and now he has a second warehouse building to do equipment testing, to do
at the high end.
Basically things that he wants to debunk, like how manufacturers always like to say, oh, gamer. Then like we have like they say like, oh, when you're gamer, then like gamer brand, and then you have something special. He tests, and then like he says like it's all bullshit.
You should do one for the IKEA design. They did for gamer.
Oh, the whole collection, ASUS collection.
Is it even?
I mean, he's testing more on hardware, like headphones, like microphones, keyboards, and everything. He have like dedicated machines to that. Yeah, but I think it's interesting how the direction that he went from just doing reviews to trying to prove whether the hardware is actually worth paying for, which I think is something that's lacking in like basically the market.
That's true.
To have those kind of things done by a YouTuber who's generally being sponsored by these people anyways, and for him to say like, hey, you all fucked up, you all said this product is good but it's not. I think it's very respectable to see. Like, he doesn't go in a way where like, oh, cloud is everything. I think it's quite cool. Because you usually see people when they get sponsored, they just shut up about all the negative stuff. Like some people like Unbox Therapy. He does that. So I would say something interesting for, I think maybe it's like a tech thing.
It's a useful object.
Because they generally push for people to actually be like, honest about their products and everything.
Mm. Yeah. And you can't run away from that. Yeah. Because people
There's different type of reviewers on YouTube. So yeah. I feel like a lot of respect for these people.
And in a way also, we are reviewing a few of our equipments right now, like from Audio Technica.
Yeah, true.
It's a live review. Do you know like how we sell
it's a live
these.
Review.
I think it's about time we get better equipment.
No, it's a good thing to have a challenge, you know, to have competitors.
Yeah.
You got to one up yourself.
Right.
To make yourself better. If not, you just got to, you know, plateau. It's not fun.
Mm.
It's not fun. You got to improve yourself every time.
Yeah.
Because you see how YouTube improve itself from like the weird ass UI.
the ugly page. But it's still memorable though. Like the silver and red color.
That's true. That's the icon lah.
Yeah.
But speaking of like, you know, icons and everything, even fashion, they have their own iconic moments. Like bringing Kanye West, even though he's not
a YouTuber,
but people go to YouTube to actually showcase what they have.
Yeah.
And they get well known.
Mm.
I mean, they do have other social medias to actually get well known, like Instagram, Twitter.
This kind of designers, what they don't have to be, they themselves don't have to showcase their products, but other people have to.
People create content for their products.
For them, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So in a way, it's like they sort of got their
attention
not through themselves but through other people.
Yeah.
Their fans are, which is like,
the fans are their portfolio.
That's true. Yeah.
They showcase like what they have in the market or whatever is just there, but the fans are the advertising agencies.
There's even people who start reviewing products by companies and then they start creating their own products and then their products fly like crazy.
Oh,
Magnus.
Magnus running. Sanjeev, then there's like Richie Lee.
And
these are like all like fashion YouTubers. Fashion. Like the people who do like shoes, like Dias Omar, these kind of people. Like all these people get like avenues to channel their own like taste, their own style.
Creativity.
Yeah. There's even like some company. There's this one company that did like a collab with a few sneakerhead YouTubers to design their own shoe.
Oh wow.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot what's the name of the company, but so then it's like there's a select few, there's a list of people that have their own signature shoe so called. So they design their own shoe and then they craft it and it's like a limited edition run.
I feel like I can see their logo in my mind, but I don't know what's it called.
It's cool lah. I feel like because I mean it's good for people who have these kind of dreams like when they're young they see brands that they respect creating things and then they get to reach to the point where they can create those things as well. Yeah, same for like people like Linus also. Like he made a screwdriver. It took him like few years to
He made a screwdriver?
Yeah, bro. But that's the thing. Yeah, so the screwdriver, it took him 3 years to engineer and produce the screwdrivers really well.
Wow.
And it's like there's, I think there was another YouTuber that was testing tools. Then he compared that screwdriver to all the like brand name, like, you know, Bosch, whatever, like high end tool brand. Yeah. That screwdriver is better than the rest. Yeah, so and it's like.
Is it because of that he, Linus reached out to him or something?
No. He was more like he wanted to see whether Linus' claims were true. So he bought the screwdriver himself and then he tested. Yeah. So he said, Linus, it was worth the cost, even though it's just a simple screwdriver. Whoa. But everything was done to detail.
But is it the screwdriver, the kind where you auto, like you can drill itself? Or
no. It's a physical. Really? Yeah. It's the ratcheted screwdriver.
Oh.
And like inside got like the bits and everything. I mean, that's some of the stuff that he's been doing. Typical lah, people would, like when you're a YouTuber that big, you're gonna do merch and everything. But this is like one of the bigger things that he was investing in.
That's interesting. Like merch is typical lah, shirts, all that.
Yeah.
And then
he has a whole team dedicated to just creating products.
Okay lah, time for us to do something lah.
Like his bottle and everything. Quite cool.
Our own microphone.
Microphone.
Why not?
Must be something like a necessity for everyone, but it's so damn random. Back confirm
back
friction. Like it's so random. Like screwdriver.
Because he do computers, right?
But I think
the number one gripe for his viewers is that there's no screwdriver on the market that's really that great.
That's damn smart.
Yeah.
I think we need a sajada.
And then use friction. Use Fabric Fiction Shop to sell it because they are near the Masjid Sultan, right?
Oh yeah.
I think you guys got mentioned about like having the what? To sell the kain also.
Yeah.
The kain to
pray. Kain with the lightning logo.
Yeah, it's quite cool. The kain with the lightning.
And our logo.
Our the brand is instead of Gajah Duduk is Podcast Duduk. Je the last.
Gajah. I mean, we can utilize other things that are quite useful. Like, you know how certain sajadas, are you talking about that?
Prayer mat.
Yeah. Like they have the compass of the blood. I think you have, right?
I have this thought, right? You know why we came to this topic?
Merchandise.
I have this thing where the prayer mat has a counter.
Oh, like a tasbih, yeah?
No. A counter for you.
How many times you sujud already? Your
rakaat.
Oh.
Yeah. So in case people forgot, at which sequence, then they saw the number, then... Okay. After that, it won't ruin their...
But then you need to charge the sejadah for the counter to motion sensor.
No. Dance Revolution, Matt. Oh. I mean, we have a technology to make it portable. Then the touch pad sensor we use at the head. So whenever you
do the then they go the counter.
Twice ready. One. The head on the floor, the prostrating. Sujud.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I still thought of this idea when I was praying because
you
sometimes
always forget sometimes.
But the number must it be in Arabic?
But you thought of it while you play, so tak kusyuk.
After.
Yes. What are you talking about, Afiq? Are you?
After.
It's a thought.
But then again, if you think about it, if people start to using it, then suddenly they got so complacent, then even a normal remat they can't even. So it's like, it's a totally different.
It's a 50-50 kind of thing.
I mean, so that is really that is on them. That is on them to actually.
It's really like it touch on the spiritual side already.
But
so
you have good intention.
When I say the Arabic numbers, to make it more worldwide, it can change.
The
English
there's
number.
There's an LED screen, so it can just change.
The Chinese, Japanese numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah. How much? $80.
So all this is for chasing clouds.
All the prayer mats usually now also prices are about 50 plus. 60 plus, yeah.
Oh, because of the material lah.
Yeah, some more the material we have, the waterproof one. So
That's true. Mm. So you don't have to worry about praying on while it's raining outside. Because people tend to find shelter then pray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's raining, take care.
Yeah, raining one got the version where got the wiper. So every time
it rains, wow.
I was thinking got shelter.
Oh, shelter. That's okay also.
Or maybe you know your prayer mat and then it's like the part where you step on it. It's like because let's say if your feet is wet, then they have the absorbent kind.
Oh my god!
So it won't go wet.
Toilet mat absorbent wash.
Innovative wash. Smelly,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
They got a fragrance.
Got soap inside lah.
So you can wash. I can wash. like the machinery part. Where the
waterproof.
You can take out. It's tangible. So it won't affect. The thing, the detector.
I think there's one material that you can make it even if it's wet, you can just you don't need to put in the technology, just make it so it's waterproof and easily washable. You don't have to take out all the things.
So what is it?
You want to go for convenience? What is it? This one need to ask
Gore-Tex. Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex
sejadah. Then you can use it as like a shelter when you walking away from the masjid. Instead of umbrella. Why are we talking about this?
Collecting club.
The North Face.
Oh my god.
The North Face sejadah.
Dude.
Why not? Winter got the puffer. Well, puff up. Then. Yeah, no lah.
You warm while praying. Mashallah, brother.
If the sejadah is too thin because you wear and tear, you can re-puff it up. You know how the dung sometimes can...
But then again, if you say we'll puff it up, sometimes when you try to in the prostrate mode, you may hurt your knees or something.
Oh.
So the impact lessens the impact. The puff up will lessen the impact when you prostrate down.
It's like an airbag for cars.
So it won't hurt your knees.
Every time you land and then
when you're doing the sitting position.
So true. The fun flip.
Yeah. So we still gonna talk about this.
Going back to YouTubers.
Yeah.
So I don't know, we were talking about fashion, right?
Yes.
Mm. How it came about, like how people get well known because of fashion, and how they were actually nobodies, then they somehow like do reviews about other
people's
stuff.
Somebody, then they become their own product makers, and then their products also become somebody in the industry.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
You can see like this in a way, it's like a, we are creating our own community. Like YouTube itself is a community, but within the community, there's like, you know, different
pocket
cliques.
Communities.
Pocket communities. So like we in a like how to say this you can see like Logan Paul and KSI, they have their own community. So for Singapore, I think like one thing about Singapore, right, the community is very like dispersed.
Yeah.
Like we love a lot of things. Like Singapore is like the hub. Like it was known to be like the port for like, you know, trading. So in a way, this is like the modern trading port where
you trade info.
Yeah, you trade info, all the digital economy.
Knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We trade content.
Yeah.
And then we learn to do it also.
Yeah.
But still not that great, but still try to do it. But it's
consistency.
An effort.
Technically, we are the third generation. If you're talking about the podcast side.
Oh, we're not second.
Second?
Wait, there's generations.
Like, we are creating a community. Like the first generation will be, of course, okay, let's go. Then second
one,
this is based off like the workshops that we've been to. Relatable is second generation. They went to their workshop, the okay, let's go workshop, and us to RSG. Thanks to Hakim.
No problem. Thanks to Helmi for buying the thing.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. I wish I could go. But
yeah,
inject myself. Yeah anyways.
So like the community is a bit hard for us to actually create within Singapore, unless it's something that we all can relate as Singaporeans. Like one would be like, you know, trash talking about the Singaporean National Day songs if it's bad. And then like people like, you know, we have our Singapore Idol, even though for Gen Z Singapore Idol is like a thing in the past really. Like, have you ever thought about like what we loved last time? We cannot relate. We cannot talk to like the Gen Z people.
Yeah. It's very disconnected. So a lot of the things that we can connect to everyone with is basically like international stuff. It's like, I feel like the only connector that we have was like locally. A lot of things just don't cater to like the younger, to a certain degree.
Right.
So like, I feel like international content is like the way for us to.
But I think maybe one example is the thrift shopping part. Us like, consider we are like, I consider myself as a millennial teaching Gen Z in a way, so a way where we can connect with the Gen Zs. I'm saying like it's like an insult to them, but like to this
community. It's just a very different dynamic.
One thing is thrift shopping, because I see where the thrift shopping like the movement is like more towards the Gen Z. Like what they are wearing now is like very it's like not Gen Z, is it, what they're wearing is very the thrift shop kind of.
Bro, even
styles.
If you go to like, if you go shopping, right, you go to like the Uniqlo, H&M, whatever, right, you don't really see Gen Z's going there.
Exactly.
You see Gen Z's going to like thrift shops. Like very,
I go to Uniqlo to buy work clothes.
I'm wearing Uniqlo shit.
Yeah, bro, you go there, you will see people like millennials and older.
Yeah.
And maybe kids, because they follow their parents.
That's true. And technically, thrift shopping or vintage is like the time capsule of before.
It's
time.
For them to connect to us in a sense. Also.
Anyway, it's also like you never know. It's like you're wearing your mom's or dad's former clothes during the prime. It's like
during the prime.
No, I wore that shirt, man. What are you wearing, man?
But the thing is, like last time they create all these things. Like, it's high quality. At least it's made to last.
Yeah.
Which is why right now even the thrift shopping, the vintage community is like still maintaining. You've seen like shops from Peninsula in City Hall. There's a few shops that are still there. Even the aunties.
The also from the 80s also.
Like the auntie, maybe she was thinking somehow like 20, 30 years ago, like maybe this one I can sell.
Then she bought a lot and then like slowly sell.
Like maybe now it's like sold out or something.
Maybe last time it was $12, now it's $30. She profit. But then inflation so balanced out. So
why not? Then her grandchildren will like, wow, you make so much money. I thought last time you never make, you always stay in the shop. And auntie is like, you gotta follow my.
I don't suddenly know. Asian, I become Indian.
We are multiracial in Singapore. You gotta respect all.
Why you representing Gordon right now?
I mean, we need to have Gordon in some sort of way or capacity, another yeah, episode. Yeah. So hi, Gordon.
But anyway, it's like the gist of it is like we are connecting with the Gen Z. So then they're connecting to us or the older us.
Yeah. Yeah. So end up and our parents.
So end up it means we chasing clouds, right?
Why chasing clouds in a more respectable and good
way?
Is that how Chasing Cloud is meant to be portrayed? I don't know.
Maybe.
But as long as the connection is what matters, I would say. It's like if you imagine like very good example. Okay. Segway a bit. Mm. Like music, for example. Yeah. You see Stranger Things.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All very retro style.
Yeah.
Freaking Kate Bush song.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Somehow got a world record.
Yeah.
Because of Stranger Things.
Bro, that one never mind. Metallica. People who don't listen to metal, they get into metal because of
that. Exactly, like myself. Yeah. Like,
and then they discover like, maybe metal is not all about screaming and praying to the devil.
Yeah,
you know?
bro. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's like the self-realization that we've all been accusing people of like metalheads of being like devil worshippers and everything. Yeah.
I think that's one good thing about like being very sensible.
Yeah, I think pop culture brings awareness to a lot of things that we don't normally appreciate or don't normally enjoy.
Yes. Which is what this podcast is about.
That's right.
We also want to bring in all this this random stuff.
We're like, human too.
Yeah.
Make it relevant to all of us.
Yeah.
To shine upon, to highlight.
Highlight. Shine light upon the highlight.
Then you shine light like
Friday,
a diamond.
Like Friday, someone only. Shine upon.
Sorry. I fall asleep.
My bad. Okay. Chasing Cloud. Yeah,
Chasing Cloud. Okay, like just in summary, to summarize this summarization.
Community.
Chasing Cloud and community and
community building.
Collaboration and drama.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright. Key formula to
success.
KSI and Paul. So like
we're taking like Logan Paul and KSI's connection as an example for reference.
Not to say that they're best example, but you can look at them to inspire you to try to do something.
It works
like the next generation.
Yeah, it's like there's ups and downs from them. Like Logan Paul's obviously there's a few downs, it's a point to the point where I actually hate him, sir. Also, it's like I got too cringe of his stuff, but I can see like his hustle or that. Yeah, like you have to respect.
Even though he's still not the best, but there's improvements to his personality and everything.
Yeah, I think the best way to say all of this is like, there's always ups and downs in life, regardless of what medium you are in, like social media. You know, like even James Gunn, but in the end, it's what the journey is what matters. Like you become a better person.
Mm.
Like Logan Paul, he explicitly say, like he became a better person because of this, like the cancer culture, like that plays in the Suicide Forest. So I would say, like don't get that one bad moment be like the meaning of your life.
Yeah,
make it your own strength. You know.
Yeah.
Like how even people who are losing weight, they see themselves in the mirror like, shit, I should start working out. Then they use that as the point of like
motivation.
Motivation.
Then they play futsal, then they injure the knee.
Pull feel lah, not futsal. But yeah lah. So this is my downside.
So now you gain the weight.
shit, bro.
But I mean like, but of course, you know, like Logan Paul and KSI, like their stuff, I bet it won't end. I think that they can just improve. Yeah. You know that the fact that they won't end, but the fact that this episode is going to end.
Right after I pointed to
it's just going to end. Yeah, it's just going to end this episode for today of this podcast for today. So, you remember.
This podcast for today, too.
How many times you have to repeat?
It's for today.
Today.
Thank you.
They don't forget. Give us a follow at Spotify, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Passion Food Podcast.
Like, share, and comment on our Instagram post for this episode on who's your favorite YouTuber?
Sure. Logan Paul, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Are you? Logan Paul or Jake Paul? Who are you siding? Logan Paul or KSI?
KSI.
Or Logan Call? Okay.
Logan Call.
Tag us when you share so that we can repost it on our IG story.
Yeah. We have new episodes that are releasing on Friday. So please keep a lookout for them.
Tag us Friday so I can solat Jumaat with the new prayer mat that Afiq invented.
They can
and listen to the podcast after praying. Yeah.
With the rakaat counter.
Yeah.
Best podcast in the Prime KSI. Logan call Jake Paul Floyd Mayweather. Gordon.
Okay.
Okay. And shout out to Audio Technica for the headphones and mics.
That's right.
Yeah. And with that being said,
always.
Yeah. Reaching, always. Reaching 1 year anniversary. Of getting signed.
Yeah. Recall Edwin again.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. And with that being said,
should we not now.
Not now.
Yeah, I want to end, okay.
Yeah, with that being said, we are the passionate.
We are the passionate podcast.
SG.
Signing out. Bye-bye.